Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on a walk of Christ. Today is March the 27th, 2024. Well, this week our subject is filtering our words through the fruit of the Spirit. We have discussed how that the filter that we use needs to be applied to more than just our words, but also our actions. And you know, this morning I was wondering, how many people really consider their words and their actions. Do they put their words and their actions through a filter? Do they think about the effect that their words and actions are going to have? You know, our words and our actions make an impact. And we need to think about the effect that they're going to have. So, you know, think about it. I remember as a boy, my mom and dad instilling some principles and in my life, and there were some things they wanted me to know. And I still filter my life through those lessons that my parents taught me. So do you still use any of those kind of filters? And think about it, parents. What are you training your kids? How are you training your kids? What filters are you putting in their life to help them filter their life through through any principles that you might present to them in their life, teach them in their life? So we just want to think about that. What filters do we use? This week we've been discussing filtering our words through the fruit of the Spirit, and we have discussed already love and joy. And the next fruit of the Spirit, which we want to discuss, is the fruit of peace. So if we're going to be wise in our words, we need to think about speaking words of peace. How impactful are the words that one can speak that can bring peace? Or how impactful are the words of one who can speak peace? It seems like in time of crisis, some just have the ability to bring peace and calm to the situation. As followers of Jesus, we should strive to be that person. And often we know that the best way to bring peace to a situation is through the words of Scripture. So we just need to think about our words and think about the words that we say and think about how we can bring peace by the words that we say. Not only should we think about the words that we speak that bring peace, but we also need to think about refraining from speaking and bringing peace by being quiet. You see, sometimes the best way to bring peace to a situation is to be silent. Not every situation requires a response from us. We find in the Scripture, Psalm 34:13, keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. 1 Peter 3:10, for he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. So it seems to be to me that a part of our spiritual discipline needs to be to refrain from speaking. Notice how Peter ties this together. Loving life and seeing good days. How will we enjoy that? By refraining from speaking evil. I wonder how the lives of many people would change if they would refrain from speaking or typing social media. Do you desire peace in your life? Sometimes the best thing you can do is to be silent. Now, since we're discussing filtering life through peace, we need to think about the actions that make for peace. We find some instruction in the Scripture also from Paul here. Romans 14:19, let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and things wherewith we may edify one another. And so we need to do things that make for peace and the things that's going to edify someone else. Also, Romans 12:18, if it be possible, as much as life in you, live peaceably with all men. You know, I don't have a whole lot to say here except that each of us needs to think about our actions. We need to consider if our actions are actions that produce peace or if they are actions that produce harmony. And lots of times, you know, when you're getting ready to do something, you know that it's going to have a result. It's going to have an impact on someone. And you can make a decision to stop, or you can say, I'm going to go after it anyway. when you consider our actions. And understand, it's part of our Christian duty, part of our spiritual discipline to do things that make for peace. So this challenges us to think about our actions and the effect they might have. If we think that our actions may cause harm, maybe we should refrain from them. How often do you really think about the effect your actions will have on the peace of your life and on the peace of others? Maybe it's something that we should consider, and maybe our Christian life would be more joyful if we would consider the things that make for peace. So, do you filter your words and actions through peace? Love, joy, peace. Sounds like some good positive things to put into our lives. Heavenly Father, today we thank you for the word which instructs us. Help us to walk peaceably today and every day. We thank you for the peace which passes all understanding. We have it because of Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Filter your words today and your actions.